50 million years ago, Wyoming looked very different. It was tropical with lots of trees and wet, humid conditions. Scientists know this because of the many fossils found from this time period in the Green River Formation in southwestern Wyoming. Now, new research on one particular fossil is allowing scientists to paint an even more detailed picture of that world. Sterling Nesbitt is an assistant professor of geosciences at Virginia Tech and studied the fossil of Calceaphus grandii, a relative of modern-day ground-dwelling birds like ostriches and emus. He told Wyoming Public Radio's Caroline Ballard why this fossil is so unique.
Calceaphus is a fantastic fossil because it's almost all there. It's almost 100% of the skeleton. It's probably all there. We just can't see some of it because it's locked in the rock. But not only do you have the bones of this animal, but you have soft tissue preservation, including scale patterns on the feet. So if you look at a chicken, there's some scales on it. This animal has the exact same features. And you have almost all the feathers in some form or another covering the outside of the skeleton.
What did this bird look like when it was, you know, roaming the earth?
This bird probably would have looked a little bit like a chicken. There's a group of birds that lives today called tinamous in South America, and chickens and tinamous spend almost all their time on the ground. They forage in the leaf litter, and they do fly, but only to escape predators, and once in a while they'll fly for other reasons. But most of the time they spend almost all their time on the ground, and we're inferring that for this animal, based on its feet structure and other parts of the skeleton, and some of its behavior of its closely related relatives, like tinamous or emus or ostriches.
What was the climate like where and when it lived? What was its environment?
The climate in Wyoming is really interesting at this time. So don't think high deserts at this time. Think more Central America or South America. Tropical forest. It was wet. It was very humid. There was a lot of water, lots of big trees. And this is a story that's been put together over the last, I would say, 100 years. And we're still finding all these animals that fell into this lake about 50 million years ago. And almost all of these animals tell us that it was a much more tropical environment. You have birds that are only found in tropical environments today. You have lizards. You have mammals like primates. They're all found in these tropical environments today, but were quite widespread in Wyoming and in Europe at this exact same time when the world was a lot warmer. And these forests basically spread from the low tropics where they are today to latitudes where you would find Wyoming, even Montana today.
This is a spectacular fossil, incredibly preserved, even some of that soft tissue, like you said, those scales on the feet, you can see that. Why is it rare to find such a complete bird fossil or even just a fossil?
Well, vertebrate fossils by themselves are pretty rare. Most of the fossil record that we find as paleontologists are just fragments of skeletons. Bird fossils are exceptionally rare because their bones are so hollow and birds themselves are just small. It's a lot easier to find a 100-ton dinosaur limb bone, like a femur or a tibia, than a bird bone that's only maybe 5 inches long, 4 inches long. Not only are they small, but those bird bones are extremely hollow, so they get crushed by all that pressure of rock that accumulates on top of these fossils through the millions and millions of years. And what's really, really important about this is that we can use this complete skeleton to piece together all those fragmentary fossils that have been found for over 100 years in North America and Europe from about 65 million years ago to about 30 million years ago. So it really gives us a complete picture of the anatomy of this animal. And once we have the anatomy of this animal, we can place it into the reptile or bird tree of life and understand how it's related and how some of these features have transformed over the last 50 million years.
Your research on this bird was published last month, and the fossil is now in a museum. Do you feel like this research is done? Where do you go now?
For me, this research is done along this line. It's really exciting to see that this fossil, this spectacular fossil that people can see is on display at the American Museum of Natural History, part of a traveling exhibit looking at early bird evolution and carnivorous dinosaur evolution. A lot of times we find fossils as paleontologists, and they're kept in fossil libraries. It's only the best fossils that are brought out for the public to see. These fossils, like Chalcyavus, are our only connection to past animal life on our planet. It's pretty amazing to think back to the time of dinosaurs when there's a 100-ton dinosaur walking around. Chalcyavus, of course, is not as large, but it really tells us that the world that we live in now is just a tiny little slice of life, and we are part of just one moment in Earth history.
Sterling Nesbitt is an assistant professor of geosciences at Virginia Tech. He helped research and work on this project about the Chalcyavus grandii. Thank you, Sterling, so much for illuminating a little bit about this ancient bird.
Thank you very much.